Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Produced and hand-selected by Brad Savage in the studios of WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Canton, Youngstown, Athens, Ohio, USA. Presented in this special global edition on the greatest independent radio stations across planet Earth on shortwave via the super-powered Radio Miami International, WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida. On Channel 292 shortwave from Rohrbach, Germany, heard across Europe and Northern Africa. And on the 500-kilowatt WBCQ The Planet in Monticello, Maine, on the Canadian border. On FM and AM via broadcast signals all across North America and planet Earth. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage. Brad Savage.
Are you ready to pick up the transmission? A celebration of radio and music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades, and we begin this week with a trivia question. This is about a 1960s song that has its roots in the 1910s. The shortest song ever to reach number one on the Billboard US Hot 100 chart. Do you know what it is? Here is a hint. It sounds like this.
Second verse, same as the first. I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door.
That's Herman's Hermits from 1965, a brief portion of I'm Henry the Eighth I Am, which reached number one in 1965. Imagine my surprise when I learned that that particular song dates back to 1910. I only learned this a couple of weeks ago. I've been so excited to play this on the show. It was written by Fred Murray and R.P. Weston in 1910 for the British Music Hall. Just last week on Cruisin' the Decades, we talked about the differences and the similarities between American vaudeville singers around the early 20th century and the British Music Hall, which kind of faded from popularity by about 1920. Well, this is a very popular music hall singer, Harry Champion. And this is I'm Henry the Eighth, I Am, 1910 original on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music.
You don't know who you're looking at, now just you look at me. I'm a bit of a knob, I am belong to royalty. I'll tell you how it got about, I married Widow Birch. I was King of England when we trotted out of church. Outside the people started shouting, if hooray. Said I go down upon your knees, it's coronation day. I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She'd been married 7 times before. Everyone was a Henry. She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam. I'm a race old man named Henry. Henry the Eighth, I am. I left the Duke of Cumberland above up in the town. Soon with one or two monarchs, I was old enough to crown. Seated on a bucket, what the common call their own. Surrounded by me subjects, I was sitting on the throne. Up came the footman, he said, now get off to bed. Did I now say another word, and all forgo your head? I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She'd been married 7 times before. Everyone everyone was a henery. She wouldn't have a William or a Sam. I'm a race old man named Henery. Henery the eighth I am. The undertaker called unto the wife, I heard him say, have you got any orders, mum? We're very slack today. I packed up number 7 for you for the Golden Gate. Let's have a pound upon account of Henery the Eighth. Oh, when he measured me with half a yard of string, I dropped upon me marrowbone and sang, God save the king. I'm Henery the Eighth, I am. Henery the Eighth, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She'd been married 7 times before. Everyone was a Henery. She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam. I'm a right old man named Henery. Henery the Eighth, I am.
You can hear the improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
Blossomed again, you'll be mine. I've waited until I could claim you. I hope I've not waited in vain. For when it's spring in the valley, I'm coming, my sweetheart, again. I'll be with you in apple blossom time. I'll be with you to change your name to mine. One day in May, I'll come and say, happy the bride, the sun shines on today. What a wonderful wedding there will be. What a wonderful day for you and me. Just spend me time, you will be mine. Apple blossom time. I hope that you meant what you promised. In September, you remember. And I thought of the day I'd take you away, just to have and to hold for my own. It's such a long time since you kissed me and told me that you'd be true. But when the orchard is blooming, my sweetheart, I'm longing to you.
You're listening to Cruise in the Decades with 100 years of music. Imagine all the music you can discover. I do it with a deep dive, with a real rabbit hole of popular recordings, past, present, and future, every single week. I love researching music to pick and play for this show. So that's a song from 1920, and you probably are more familiar with the Andrews Sisters version from 1941. But a lot of these songs are so-called standards that go back many years, many decades, and have lots of different versions. One of the earliest versions of I'll Be With You in Apple Blossom Time by the duo Albert Campbell and Henry Burr. Very, very popular in the teens and 20s and 30s. Now, the first version of that song was by singer Nora Bays, and we've played her music on this show before, too. That's how I love connecting the dots on this show and showing the common thread from music way back when up to today and the roots of modern music and what we listen to every day. This is Cruisin' the Decades. I'm Brad Savage. And if you have a question or comment or want a playlist from the show or want to make a request for the show, email me, brad@thesummit.fm. This show originates at a public radio station called The Summit FM. Coming to you from Akron, Ohio, USA, the rubber city where Goodyear and Firestone all got started, as well as the birthplace of basketball star LeBron James. And musically speaking, the Black Keys and Devo and Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders and the Stiff Records Akron compilation in 1978. These are things that put the rubber city on the map. We're going to go into the 1930s now, a real early recording from Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. This is Tommy Duncan on vocal, and this one dates from 1936. They call him the King of Texas Swing, Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. This is Right or Wrong on Cruisin' the Decades.
On dreaming, still awake with that same old regret.
All alone,
I thought I'd lose you. Still I pray that you'd be true. In your heart, please just remember.
What's that?
Right or wrong, I'm still in love with you.
Yeah.
That you'd be true, hold on, in your heart, remember. Right or wrong, I'm still in love with you. Oh, Lord.
100 years of music, one song per decade. An audio journey through the history of popular recorded music. This is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
It's a musical journey of over a full century of music. Cruisin' the Decades, that was Frankie Carl's orchestra with Phyllis Lynn on vocals. Saturday Night is the Loneliest Night of the Week. That's from 1944. We do one song per decade, and we're going to zip forward a few years to the early 50s. Now, consider this. This song was recorded in 1951. Little bit racy, quite a bit of double entendre, a little bit of a controversial rhythm and blues record from the early 50s. This is the original version now. The Swallows. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. It's Cruisin' the Decades. Cover the ears of the little ones.
It ain't the meat, it's the motion. Makes your daddy wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. It's the movement that gives it the sock. Now I had a girl so doggone thin, no meat, no bones, she was just all skin. One thing about her I can understand, she wraps all around me like a rubber band. It ain't the meat, it's the motion, makes your daddy wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion, it's the movement that gives it the sock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion, makes your daddy wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion, it's the movement that gets the sock. You find some girls who are big and fat. Some fellows don't like to see them like that. But I like to see them big and tall. The bigger they come, the harder they fall. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. Makes your daddy wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. It's the movement that gives it the sock.
It ain't the meat,
it's the motion.
It ain't the meat,
it's the movement.
It ain't the meat,
it's the action. It makes your daddy wanna rock all night. I got a little girl who lives down the street. It ain't much of her, but she's mighty sweet. When she starts rocking, she don't wanna stop. It makes a man wanna blow his top. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. Makes your daddy wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. It's the movement that gives it the sound.
The Swallows from 1951, recorded in 51, a top charter in 1952. Now, you might know the later cover version by Maria Muldaur, and also Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes covered that tune as well. That's pretty risque. Like, we can complain all day long about popular music today and the crazy lyrics, but we can go back 70 plus years and say the same thing. Cruise in the Decades is 100 years of music, and now our musical radio airwaves time travel machine will zip forward into the 1960s. We're going to bring you to a launch pad on February 20th, 1962, when John Glenn is about to become an American hero.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1... 0, ignition, liftoff.
There she goes. There is fire from that bird all the way. She's climbing straight. She's going good. The perfect ignition on sequence and a clear blue sky. There goes John Glenn. And this is the one we're waiting for and hoping for. Go on, John, take her all the way. There's a brilliant golden flare coming up underneath the Atlas. And a here, listen to her.
Some history in sound from the Mercury Atlas 6 mission, February 20th, 1962, when astronaut John H. Glenn became the first American to orbit the Earth, and one of the biggest songs of that year, Skeeter Davis, on Cruisin' the Decades, 1962.
Why does the sun go on shining? Why does the sea rush to shore? Don't they know it's the end of the world? 'Cause you don't love me anymore. Why do the birds go on singing? Why do the stars glow above? Don't they know it's the end of the world? It ended when I lost your love. I wake up in the morning and
my heart go on beating? Why do these eyes of mine cry?
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world, from super-powered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world. This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music.
I'm riding in your car. You turn on the radio. You're pulling me close. I just say no. I say I don't like it, but you know I'm a liar. 'Cause when we kiss, ooh,
Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. That's 1978, the Pointer Sisters with Fire. You know who wrote that song? Bruce Springsteen wrote that song for them. That is a 1978 hit, and we are remembering recent passings of Anita Pointer in 2022 and Bonnie Pointer in 2020. Also, original member June Pointer passed away in 2006. But the Pointer Sisters do continue today under original member Ruth Pointer, along with her daughter Izza and her granddaughter Sadako. This is Cruising the Decades with 100 Years of Music. Send in your reception report and your listening area. We're curious where you're hearing the show and if you have a request for a future episode. I mean, we've got 100 years to work with. We've got 31 stations that broadcast the show. So your song request is heard far and wide. Email Brad at the Summit.fm. Up next, we go into the 1980s for the Pet Shop Boys. This song by the Pet Shop Boys is from 1987, and it's also the name of a British drama TV series that has been getting a lot of nice attention and reviews recently. The show is called It's a Sin, set in London between 1981 and 1991. This, in fact, is the theme, and it's one of the biggest from the Pet Shop Boys. It's a Sin. On Cruising the Decades, 1987.
I've always been the one to blame.
a global radio show that spotlights a love of all genres of music and sharing that eclectic music over the airwaves everywhere. This is Cruisin' the Decades with over 100 years of music on like-minded radio outlets everywhere, stations that value music and community. There's something special about radio and signals over the air, one broadcast to an audience of many simultaneously, a shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. This is Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition.
Time for our feelings to grow. Ooh,
What a great song. What a great cover version. That's Matthew Sweet on Cruise in the Decades from 1998. Well, it's a 70s song done in the 90s. That was Magnet and Steel, originally done by Walter Egan in 1978. That original version was also in the popular 90s film Boogie Nights. And then Matthew Sweet covered it with Lindsey Buckingham of Fleetwood Mac on guitar. That was for the film Sabrina the Teenage Witch, released in 1998. So we're kind of covering two decades with one song 20 years apart, but that was the Matthew Sweet cover version, only from that movie soundtrack, not on any of the Matthew Sweet albums. I'm a fan of his. I like his catchy power pop sound. You're listening to Cruise in the Decades, 100 years of music. I'm Brad Savage, Brad at thesummit.fm. Since our last broadcast, we'd like to acknowledge some distant listeners coming together through the magic of radio airwaves. We'd like to say hello to Diego in Valladolid, Spain, listening on channel 292 shortwave. Also, Luca is in Genova, Italy, on channel 292 shortwave, transmitting from Germany. We want to say hi to Kevin in Pennsylvania and Corey in Wisconsin and Rosanna in Southampton, Hampshire, United Kingdom, listening on Radio Miami International shortwave. And also Bob in Connecticut on WBCQ The Planet shortwave. This show is also heard on leading independent college and community stations across North America. A shout out to the award-winning college radio station 91.1 The Globe in Goshen, Indiana at Goshen College near South Bend. They are in the South Bend Elkhart radio market. Also a shout out to our listeners in Madison, Wisconsin. We're on WWMVLP, Many Voices, One Community. This is the radio station broadcasting from the Lucier Community Education Center in Madison, Wisconsin. And a shout out as well across Washington, D.C., the D.C. metro area on The Gamut, a rather unique and highly eclectic music station transmitting on WTOP HD3 in the D.C. metro and also heard on a translator in Frederick, Maryland as well. So we're covering a lot of ground with Cruise in the Decades, bringing the music to you and the idea of coming together through record collecting, through music appreciation, and through an overall radio geekdom, an appreciation of radio airwaves everywhere. This is Cruise in the Decades. We're into the 21st century and the Brit pop clash-influenced revival sound of the early aughts, a band from Leeds in the UK known as Kaiser Chiefs. This is off their very first album, Employment. This was a single first and got them a lot of critical acclaim across Europe, across the US, and really a big buzz when they came out. This is called I Predict a Riot. It's by Kaiser Chiefs on Cruisin' the Decades.
Friend, he got beaten. He looked the wrong way at some policemen.
studios of the Summit.fm in Akron, Ohio, USA. This is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
In the Decades, and that is the band Camp. We'll send that one out to the memory of Mr. Rick Kennedy in Akron, Ohio. Camp is a band formed at Ohio University in Athens, Ohio, nowadays based in Columbus, the capital city of Ohio. Great band. And we are now up to our 2020's more recent selection from Ian Hunter from Mott the Hoople. Ian Hunter with Mike Campbell from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and the Dirty Knobs, and also with some dude named Ringo Starr on drums. This is Ian Hunter, Bed of Roses, 2023, on Cruisin' the Decades.
Thank you. Shelter from the storm, and I was proud to be a fall in the bed of roses. You can never go back, so they say.
Recent release from Ian Hunter of Mott the Hoople, along with Mike Campbell and some guy named Ringo Starr. Never heard of him. That was Bed of Roses. And that'll do it. 100 years in 1 hour. Cruising the decades. Join us again next time.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the Global Edition, produced for shortwave, FM and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA, and is broadcast on The Summit on Fridays at 2200 UTC or 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For correspondence or QSL, contact brad@thesummit.fm or by mail at 91.3 FM WAPS Radio, Ellet High School, 309 Wolf Avenue, that's W-O-O-L-F Avenue, Akron, Ohio, 44312, USA. Listen to The Summit on thesummit.fm or via TuneIn Radio or download the Summit Radio app. Dare to be different with The Summit. Local, independent, all music public radio for Northeast Ohio and beyond. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously, a shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the Global Edition of Cruisin' the Decades.